David's parents have three sons, Snap, Crackle, and what's the name of the third? This is the riddle of the month. The answer will be revealed at the end of the show.
Welcome to All About Atlas. I'm your host, Jacob, and with me is George. On All About Atlas, listeners get a behind-the-scenes sneak peek on everything about the program. In today's episode of All About Atlas, we will be talking about highlights from the last few weeks in grade 7 and 8, pumpkin painting, solar ovens, and time and with subjects on things. I'm done.
On Friday, September 20th, 2024, the Atlas grade 7s and 8s started brainstorming ideas for painting pumpkins. Pumpkin Inferno at Kingston Penitentiary donated 40 pumpkins to the Atlas program for us to paint. Then on Monday the 23rd, they started painting, and on Wednesday the 25th, Atlas gave the pumpkins back. Students received tickets to go, one per person. You can see your pumpkin until Halloween.
On Friday, September 27th, Atlas 7 and 8 spent the afternoon putting their solar pizza box ovens to the test.
And now a quick word from our sponsor.
This week's episode is brought to you by dehydrated water. Just add water. Dehydrated water is not a significant source of essential nutrients or even a liquid. Users of dehydrated water have asked what exactly the point of it is. It's the idea of having water, but without the water part. Available now for $8.99 a bottle.
So, what's your name?
My name is Willow.
Okay. Willow, what's your favorite part of Atlas so far this year?
I think my favorite part of Atlas is the people, and my favorite project would be the solar bake oven because the s'mores were delicious and it worked well.
All right. If you could be any animal, what would you be and why?
I'd be a cat because I could sleep all day. They don't have to do anything, and I can still climb trees.
Nice. Do you have a corny but school-appropriate joke for us?
I forgot mine. I'll tell it to you guys next time.
Okay. So, what's your name?
My name's Lillian.
Nice to meet you. So, what's your favorite part of Atlas so far in the school year?
My favorite part of Atlas is everyone here is super welcoming and includes you in a lot of things. And there's lots of activities that you can do to keep you active.
Nice. What's your favorite project and why?
My favorite project is a solar oven because it was really fun to be able to make s'mores out of a cardboard box and a few other things.
Nice. Making solar ovens were very fun, honestly. If you could be any animal in the world, what would you be?
I would want to be a cheetah or a jaguar.
Nice. If you have any kind of appropriate school jokes for us?
Not on the top of my head right now.
Okay. That's fair. I could probably think of one or two, but they're not really bad dad jokes, so they wouldn't really be funny to most people. So, and hello, what's your name?
Brooklyn.
So, Brooklyn, what is your favorite part of Atlas so far in the school year?
Everyone's really nice, and I like all the projects that we are doing. And I think that Atlas is really welcoming.
Nice. What's your favorite project that we've done so far in the school year, and why?
I like the pumpkins. They were my favorite because I like painting and I love doing characters.
Nice. I love painting too. It's very nice.
Yes.
It's soothing too.
It's satisfying.
Yeah. If you could be any animal, what would you be?
A cat.
Why?
I think that they're cute and they're funny.
Yeah, cats are definitely the most hilarious animal that you can have as a pet.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. If you have a joke, would you mind telling it to us?
I don't do jokes, if that's okay.
Oh, yeah, that's totally okay. So, what's your name?
Jack.
Okay, Jack, if you could be... Right now, what's your favorite part of Atlas so far this year?
Like Atlas itself or like the school?
Atlas itself and also a little bit part of the school.
Atlas, probably like the gym and like having my own computer is nice. Because we used to not have enough computers in my old school. So some person would have to like share. So, yeah.
Nice. What's your favorite project that we've done so far in the school year?
Favorite project? Probably the solar ovens because I got to eat.
Nice. If you could be any animal in the world, what animal would you be and why?
Probably a bear because they're big and strong.
Nice. What's a kind of corny joke that's appropriate for school?
Why did the fish blush?
I don't know why.
Because it saw the ocean's bottom.
That was terrible. That was definitely a bad dad joke.
It was a really good one.
Yeah.
I thought very long
about
that.
My dad would be dying
that.
Laughing on that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you figure out this episode's riddle? David's parents have three sons, Snap, Crackle, and David, of course. So that does it for this episode. Let's remember to be kind to each other out there.